Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. I want to finish reading to you just a letter that I wrote to my daughter, Maddie. Maddie will be a senior in high school this year, and she's my baby, so I'm a little sentimental. Yesterday, I listed off just several things that I wanted to be sure had been said to her, and I want to finish that today. As you go off to college soon, there will be days when you'll miss home. Maybe some of your favorite meals, the late night talks with mom and dad. You might miss the safe and secure feeling of being home or the fellowship and fun time with friends. You'll miss being tended to, and maybe even the occasional argument with your brother or taking care of Duke. You may wish the warmth of the fireplace and the light on when you pull in the driveway. You will simply miss home. Understanding that, Dad and I, when you guys are at camp or off at school, we've done our best to ease the longing. We send care packages that contain your favorite snacks and sweet notes of love. We FaceTime and we talk several times every week. When we see something that would make you laugh or simply reminds us of you, we'll shoot you a text. We pray for your test. We will send you a new jacket for the fall that, of course, smells like home and pictures of all the recent events to give you a glimpse. We understand the longing. The sweetest thought occurs to me. Our Father knows the same about us. We long for home, for He has placed eternity in our hearts. We have heard stories about home, and we imagine what it will be like. We long for it, even if we don't realize that is where our hope resides. So because He is a good and gracious Father, He desires to ease our longing and sends us gifts from home. He's willing to talk anytime we choose. He sends us sweet notes of love and the smiles of family and the beauty all around us. He is with us during our tests, and He's there to lend an ear and offer advice. He sends us smells from home after spring showers or during a walk through the woods. He is faithful to send pictures through a sunrise or an ocean view to give us a glimpse into the majesty of home. In His eyes and our intimacy with Him, we feel the safety and security of home with the light left burning for us. He's a wonderful Father. We're not home yet, thus the longing remains, but a little longing only makes that walk down the driveway just a bit sweeter. If they had been thinking of the country they'd left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. This is the truth of the matter. Have a great day.